Blog Talk Radio.
He is high and lifted up. He is Lord of everything. Praise his name in the highest place. He is God, the King of Kings. He has revealed himself through the works of his mighty power. Behold, the Lamb of God. He comes, I receive him now. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Mighty God exalted on high. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I believe in him. In adoration I cry. He is high and lifted up. He is Lord of everything. Praise his name in the highest place. He is God, the King of Kings. Yeah. He has revealed himself through the works of his mighty power. Behold, the Lamb of God, he comes. I'll receive him now. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Mighty God exalted on high. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I believe in him.
T minus 10, 9, 8.
The clock is operating. We're underway.
Prayer. Or you can call it the School of Intercession and Warfare Prayer. Dr. Pat Holliday is going to be on here in a moment, and I want to give everybody a few extra minutes to get into the chat room if they'd like to participate. And the chat room is free. All you need to do is just create a username and a password, and you can log right in. You can also listen to this program via our Facebook page. That's Omega Man Radio. There's a little player there that we'll embed prior to every show. Or you can go over to OmegaManRadio.com, and that yet is another third option. But I'd recommend that you come over to the chat room, meet some friends. You have a lot of fun. Well, we've got a great program lined up for you tonight. And in the second, third hour, we'll be opening the lines. If you need prayer, the number is going to be 917-889-2745. You can call in. We'd be honored to pray with you. I hope you have hot tea or some hot coffee right now, because I will tell you, at least down here in the deep south, it is cold. Now, you know, it's not normal for Georgia to get snow. And I went out this morning, And I looked, and there were snowflakes coming down. They were they took a break this afternoon. Now it's ramped back up again. Snowflakes coming down in the parking lot. I went out to get some coffee. Couldn't roll down my window. Is that crazy or what? It's not like we've got 50 feet of snow. But I tell you, it is cold out here. And I got a report that the Metro Dome started to collapse today. Pretty amazing. I know there's some people getting hit really hard out there with snow. And across the world, there is really crazy weather going on. Drought in Israel. We got reports today of earthquakes and flooding in Panama. In fact, we made an emergency call down to Panama today for some friends up in Canada to locate some people that had been missing for a week. It turned out that they were okay, but they've just had their internet knocked out. So, you know, it's getting pretty crazy out there, but I think it's a sign of the times. Well, let's get Dr. Pat on tonight. Stand by. Well, hello, Dr. Pat. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm great. How about yourself?
Well, praise the Lord. I'm trying to warm up. I've got my hands around something hot here. So.
Oh, I guess you are. It's cold down here, but we don't have snow.
Well, yes.
If snow comes to Jacksonville, everything shuts down.
That's the truth. It's the end of the world when the snow hits Jacksonville. But
yeah.
Well, praise God.
I want to thank all of the people in the chat room that are there, and I want you to know that we love you, and we consider you our friends, and we consider you God's people.
Yes.
And every now and then, the devil will get a wild idea to come into the chat room and try to destroy the unity. Last night, we had several in there, and they were trying to disrupt the teaching by challenging me and calling me a liar and all kinds of things. And I tell you, I'll put up with a lot, but I will not put up with the devil's trying to steal the word when it's being sown to the body of Christ. So I did speak up several times and rebuke a couple of people, and I will do that. If they come up there and they call Omega Man or myself a liar, or they want you to think they know more than we do, if they know more than we do and they want to express it, just let them go get their own radio show and their own chat room. This is a place where we come to be in unity. And the Bible says that where the unity is, that's where the power is. So that's why they do that, Omega Man.
And I want to apologize, folks. Sometimes I get a little bit heated up. It's just the family I was raised in. We saw a lot of stuff growing up. As I mentioned before, bits and pieces of my life. You know, I came out of a broadcasting background. You know, my dad worked for, you know, various ministries over the years. And then, you know, he would run their television stations. And the last 20 years of his life, he ran a very large religious broadcasting company, and their main clients were a lot of the televangelists that you'll know up on TV. So, you know, I was exposed to it growing up. We got to see a lot of stuff, but, you know, I think I've said my piece on that, and I'm not going to take program time like I did last time and get off on rants, and I apologize for that, folks. Dr. Pat was trying to bring a word, and I just... you know, started to remember some of my experiences with some of the ministries. And, you know, God is going to uncover. He's already uncovering a lot of this stuff out there. And, you know, it's just that I don't like to see the innocent sheep persecuted and ripped off. And it's unfortunate what goes on out there. But you know what? I'm just going to focus on doing what God has called us to do, and that is preaching the gospel, the deliverance ministry. That's our that's a big focus here. And then, of course, the healing ministry. And so, you know, what is covered will be uncovered. And I believe that if we focus on the ministry, there'll be fruits. Then others will start to see the disparity between, you know, the real ministry and then some of the stuff that's up on the television channels. That's all I'll say about it tonight. But I'm sorry if I got a little bit bitter last night, folks, and we're going to have a good program tonight. I'm excited that we can get together and pray. And now, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to relent on the devil, especially in the Illuminati and working in the governments. But in terms of the televangelist, I'll give that a break. I think I've said enough there. Dr. Pat?
Well, what I want to remind the people of tonight also before we get into the teaching is next Sunday. Would you tell them about next Sunday?
Oh, yes.
In communion?
Yes, ma'am. We're going to have, first of its kind on Omega Man Radio, we're going to have a live communion, and we're going to have Dr. Pat and Dr. Pat, the gentleman.
Marshall Perrell.
Marshall. Okay, Marshall's going to be on with us. In fact, I need to call Marshall tomorrow. I'm going to do that. And what we're going to do is we're going to give everybody an opportunity and like to take part in the communion to do it live. And all you're going to need to do is have your bread and either your wine or your grape juice, whichever you prefer. And you won't need a lot of it, but, you know, just enough to go around amongst your family who may be there with you that can partake too, especially if, you know, many are tuned in around the computer speakers. And we're going to do a live communion service. And it's going to be kind of cool. Now, you told me, Dr. Pat, actually, Zeph Daniels was doing this a number of years ago, and I think that's pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even thought about it. That's pretty wild.
Well, you see, communion does go along with deliverance. And Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. And we have found that when people come in, after we do communion, if it's a real tough, hard deliverance, we will give them communion, and it just helps to heal them a little quicker. So I think it's going to be wonderful. I'm looking forward to it.
Amen to that.
And Marshall's going to teach us a little bit about communion too, because you know I'm a firm believer that if you can get the Word of God into people's hearts and they can understand what you're doing and why you're doing it,
yes,
then it becomes more than just a ritualism. It becomes real, and it functions with power in their hearts. And so that's why we're going to do it, is to incorporate it really on a regular basis, at least once a month, I think.
I think that'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm. And see what God will do with that. You got to remember that we're going all over the world, and so we're having communion with all of our brothers and sisters from all different kinds of countries, and I just think that's very powerful.
Well, you know, Dr. Pat, there's a lot of people out there that either do not have a regular church fellowship right now, or maybe they're a shut-in. We've even had people that listen from a hospital bed to the program. And so, you know, God knows everybody's special situation out there. So if that be your case, then you're probably not able to partake of communion like you would. So that's what we're going to offer to you here. And, you know, we're honored to be able to share communion with you. I think once a month would be awesome.
Yes, I do too. Well, don't complain about the cold weather. You realize that that the people that are trying to take over the world and have it just for themselves and use us as just tax people so that they can keep us broke.
Yes.
Went down to Cancun, Mexico. And they were having a global warming conference. Well, you know, God is just tickles me. He did it over in Copenhagen, and now he's done it down in Mexico, where he just makes it so cold.
Praise
and,
God.
You know, they call it the Al Gore effect. They're saying that everywhere Al Gore goes, that he is met with a freezing weather. Now,
oh
don't
goodness.
You think God is cute doing that kind of stuff?
I think that's pretty funny. I like that.
I do
so much
too.
For global warming.
Yeah, well, you know, they're still pushing that, and it's been exposed to everybody in the world as the biggest fraud. I guess they think people are still under their spell, and they think that we're dumb. They call us beasts and cows and things like that, and we call them demon-possessed germs. That's
Amen to that. Well, you know, one thing about the cold weather is that it will kill germs, folks. You know, if there is a viral plague going on out there and it's thriving in the heat, well, thank God for the cold weather. It can clean up the air. In fact, I'm looking at the chat room, Dr. Pat. We've got a listener in Paris. Bridget is back in France. welcome back. She said snowing in Paris right now.
Mm.
We've got friends in Vancouver. All around the world, this program really goes out. Of course, I won't forget our friends here in America. But
Canada and Scotland and England.
Oh, yes, absolutely. All
Spain. Yeah. Well, it's exciting. And, you know, Omega Man, I think that this program came along for such a time as this because so many people were feeling so alone and they didn't have a fellowship and they were flying around the internet looking for something useful, and they found us, and I believe God led them to us.
Amen.
Because we found them, and you see, the truth is that one can chase 1,000 and two can chase 10,000, according to the Word. So by grouping together on Sunday nights to intercede for your families and our families, I'm expecting rapid fruit to come rolling through. And then when we look out on the world, saying, you know, we prayed about that conference last weekend.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm always amazed to see how God moves in those kind of prayers, but he always does. And I think that they are confused. They don't understand. Why were they sailing along so smoothly? And then in the last year or so, they've been coming up against a lot of division, confusion, and their machines are all breaking down. It's because people were praying, and it's because God has looked for people to stand in the gap so that we can make a difference. And
Amen.
I remember when I was a baby Christian, and I had come out of politics, and I knew a lot of the stuff that was going on. And so I started praying one time and binding, and I said, but Lord, do you want me not to bind because all of this stuff is in the Bible, and I don't want to stop what you're doing like we could anyway. But I was a baby Christian, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, I want you to pray. He said, I am never for evil. And so he's calling us for such a time as this. Every nation on the face of the earth is facing things that we've never seen before. I know that they were tearing down are rioting in front of the Parliament of England just a couple of days ago. And so every country is feeling the stench of these people's plans and their evil plots.
Yes.
You know, Ted Turner is over there at that conference, and Ted Turner is saying that they don't want people to have more than one child.
I heard that. That's horrible.
Now, you know, here's a guy that's got 5 children. He's the biggest landowner in the world. Now, you might not believe this, but they don't believe that we should be able to own property and own our houses. And that's what's behind a lot of legislation that's going on right now. Because they're making laws to literally take our houses away from us and our farmlands and our water. My goodness, they're going and draining big lakes, putting them in big balloons, shipping them over to China of our very sterile, prestigious water.
Yes.
And the American people are just walking around in a daze. You see, this is what miracle and Omega Man Ministries about for you. It's to get you awakened to the fact that you're needed in the kingdom of God today. And so with that, I want to teach you a few little things about warfare. You know, prayer is a fellowship with Jesus, first and foremost. It's a place where you can go to the throne of God and sit in heavenly places with your Lord. And you can actually feel the presence of God and hear his mind when you get into prayer. It's a place where most Christians hardly ever go, but it's the most important place in the world that they should be. So I just want to encourage you a little bit in your prayer life, because prayer changes things. I remember many years ago when I read that book, 1984, Orwell's book, and in it it said prayer. They had signs up on the wall, and it said prayer doesn't change things. Well, you see, the one thing that communists and these socialists are so frightened of is Christians praying, because though they say they don't believe in God, they do. They just happen to serve a different God than we do. And they know that our God is superior than theirs, and that when we begin to cry out before the throne, God is going to listen, and he's going to answer his people. So,
yes, indeed. Yes, he
in
will.
Revelation 1:18, it says that this was the total victory. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested. Excuse me, I gave you the wrong scriptural reference. It's 1 John 3:8. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, you see, Jesus came into the soul. He was a hunter, and he was a hunter of souls of men. But he was hunting those souls because he had paid a price for them. And if we could ever realize that every single soul is precious in the Lord's eyes, it doesn't matter what status the height that they live in or the lowness that they live in. Jesus died for men and women, and he loves us. And so whenever he formed his church, that was one of the purposes of the church, was to fellowship with him. But the other purpose was to destroy the works of the devil. And, you know, Jesus knows the powers and the principalities. And he witnessed to Lucifer, the archangel of praise and worship, became a potentate of the principalities and the evil powers. Now, can you imagine standing in the throne of the Almighty God, and you're so stupid that you cast it all away because of evil ambitions and the want of things? You see, all Satan wanted was to sit in the throne of the north. But God's throne is secure because he is the creator. And it's been said, I believe it was Martin Luther, he said that Satan cannot create anything. All he can do is act as an ape. So he's a monkey. But then the Bible says that Christ is the creator and has all power. In Colossians 1:16, the word says, "For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, that are visible, invisible, whether they be thrones, dominions, principalities, powers. All things were created by him and for him. Now, you got to know that God is smart enough to create things that can never rise above his intelligence, and they can never win a battle against him. And so whenever he chose you, he chose you for such a time as this. He chose you to make a difference in your country, in your family, in your own life, in your church. Do you realize that a lot of churches have fallen to the ground just simply because there's no prayer warriors there anymore?
That's right.
They used to be there. We can remember them, Omega Man, when we were a little younger. Every Wednesday they were, they were praying. The little babushkas, the grandmas, they were there praying for their families, and it was an urgent prayer before the throne of God, and they seemed to realize their importance to their families was to get the attention of God, to cover their families with the blood of Jesus, to take authority over the powers of darkness, the principalities, so that God and his kingdom could move into the families so that they would sing that song, "Let the Circle Not Be Broken." And so they were talking about their children and their grandchildren and even generations that would come after them, because they knew the Bible and they knew that the curses and the blessings come down 3 to 4 generations upon those that receive God, just as the curses come down 3 to 4 generations of those that receive the devil. So it's very important for us as Christians to understand that God loves us, but he's called us into a partnership with him. And since Jesus Christ has all power, and according to Colossians 1:16, it says, God elevated Christ above all principalities and powers. And then Colossians 2:10 adds a very wonderful verse that I want you to memorize and get in your heart. It says, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Now, you're complete in him. That's wonderful, wonderful thing to know in the first part of that scripture. But then to see that he is the head of all principality and power tells me that when we speak the name of Jesus to those evil forces, they have nothing to do but to obey. They have to obey. They cannot resist the name of Jesus. Because you see, according to the word of God, Jesus has already defeated them. They have no place to go but to yield to the wonderful name of Jesus. In Ephesians 1:21, the Bible says that he is far above all principality, power, might, dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also that which is to come. So the devil's power, Jesus has already destroyed it. So whenever you go into the battle, that's the way you go into the battle. You know that you're a winner, that your words are important, your words are creative, and your words can actually create an atmosphere in your house. It can create victory in your family words are very, very powerful, and particularly when you can line your words, your thoughts, and your desires up with what the Bible says. Now, you see, Jesus, according to the word, he's already destroyed all the powers of the devil. In Colossians 1:15, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. So the God that you serve is already victorious. He's not going to come back to defeat the devil. He's not going to come back to get in a big battle at Armageddon against the devil. He's already defeated him, friends. Jesus defeated the devil on the cross when he shed his blood.
Yes.
And if the devil had known that his death was going to mean his defeat, the devil never would have crucified Jesus. But you see, the devil is spiritually stupid. And so God wants his people spiritually keen and smart so that they know that whenever they go head-to-head with any devil, there is no devil in this entire universe that is bigger than the name of Jesus Christ. And let me say this, if you come to the throne and you ask Jesus to save you, to wash you with the blood, now at that instance, in God's eyes, you're as white as snow. In your eyes, you don't understand that at that moment. But in God's eyes, you're pure and holy because the blood covers you. However, at that moment, you have to learn to walk with Jesus. And you have to also get an understanding of the power that he has placed inside of you to defeat the devil, the power to wash you clean and to sanctify your soul, so that you can walk before his throne. So the point that I'm making here, at that moment of salvation, all of us feel this evil lifting off of our backs. Every one of us have felt that. But we still have evil in us. You know, things that you've done all of your life, God has to begin to teach us, don't do that anymore. And sometimes it's things in our flesh that we have to get a hold to. But other times it's pure devils that have not been cast out yet that we have to drive out. Some things are in Christians and they don't even realize that they're devils. They don't realize that fornication is a devil. They don't realize that adultery is a devil. And see, it starts out, these sins, they start out with thoughts. But the minute a person takes hold of the thought and puts the thought into practice, then what happens is those devils, the open doors come into the mind of the person and take dominion and begin to drive the Christian. So the problem that we have in America particularly is that the church doesn't understand deliverance. It doesn't understand, for instance, when they read about Mary Magdalene and they brought Mary Magdalene to the Lord. The Lord didn't just look at her and say, dear, it's wonderful that you've met me. Now, if you'll serve me for the rest of your life, I'll take you into heaven with me. No, he cast seven devils out of her. Seven. And you know what? He would have cast those devils out of the men, too, if they hadn't run away. And so Mary Magdalene is a type of the church of God cleaning the fish. and the men running away with their sins and their pockets full with devils are a type of the fallen away church. They didn't stand to see what God had to say about that sin of fornication and adultery, and they didn't stay to find out that he had a solution for it. And that's where the main churches are sitting today in our country. God has a solution for the backslidden church. God has a solution for the backslidden pastors. God has a solution for the witchcraft that has flooded into the churches all over the world. The solution is teaching, giving yourself wholly to Jesus, and asking him, what do I do now? And you know, he'll show you, and he'll bring you to the feet of Jesus. And what he'll do is, he can teach you that you have demons without a preacher, because that's how I learned it. No preacher told me. When I was a baby Christian, there were no deliverance ministries around. I wasn't blessed like you are to have Omega Man and Pat Holliday teaching you that you can be free. There were none. And so the Lord taught me. And as a baby Christian, I went through self-deliverance with Jesus and got free. See, Jesus wants his sheep cleaned. And whenever Jesus came by after he resurrected, you know, there's a scene where he's sitting by the river, and the disciples are out there trying to catch fish. And Jesus is sitting by the river, and he's cleaning fish, getting ready to fry those fish. And he hollered, "Dear, did you catch anything today?" "No, nothing." He said, "Throw your net into the other side of the boat." And when they did that, it took every one of them to pull the net onto the boat. It was so full of fish. And I think that's sort of a scene of Jesus saying to the church, "Have you caught anything?" And most all of us would answer, "No, Lord, we haven't gotten a harvest." And yet the Bible says that the harvest is ripe and the workers are few. And I think that the Lord is telling us, Omega Man, put our net on the other side of the boat, and we will need every single one of these people that are connecting with us on a daily basis to help us to pull the harvest in. Now, I'm ready for it. How about you, Omega Man?
Sure am. Folks, there are plenty of devils out there. There's enough probably for everybody to have a million to cast out. Who wants to get involved? That's what we need to be focusing on in this day and age, because that's who means us harm. You know, Satan is the one that wants to kill, steal, and destroy, and he does it through his host of hell that he commands down his hierarchy. And we've got a battle to fight out here, and so the sooner we realize that and get busy and learn what it's going to take to survive and to do battle and to help pluck others out that maybe are blinded, then the sooner we can take back some territory for Christ. So that's what we're trying to do here on these programs, equip you with the knowledge that you need to go and set the captives free in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And I'm excited, Dr. Pat, because I believe it can be done.
Yeah.
You know,
if we do it God's way.
Amen. I give a short testimony. Last night it was about 3 a.m., and a brother called me and he said, there's a sister who is having a hard time breathing. She's under demonic attack. She's grabbing her throat. She said that she's getting about as much oxygen as you would if you sucked through a straw. And so he asked me, he says, "Would you like to agree in prayer?" I said, "Let's go for it. You got me just in time. I was getting ready to go to bed." But I said, praise God. Every opportunity to fight the enemy, is it's a good day. And so we got on the phone. We prayed with her for about an hour. And You know, it was a struggle, folks. I didn't know if we were gaining much territory or not. You know, you just don't know. Being on the telephone, you know, it's not like you're there face to face and you can look for the signs. So you've got to, you know, listen very intently to what's going on, try to hear something at the other side. And of course, you know, we got a word what the name of the spirit was. It was a spirit that was calling itself Death, and that's a pretty bad one. Usually that'll run with death and destruction. And we got the demon to, you know, to say, I'm going to the pit in Jesus' name. And Dr. Peck, as soon as it said that, we said, by your own confession, you're going. And we cast that thing out in Jesus Christ's name. The demon was left the lady. All of a sudden, her breathing was restored. She was praising God. And I gave the Lord the glory to have been a part of that. You know, Jesus did the deliverance. But he'll use you and I, folks, as his workers to get his will done. And, you know, it's the authority that comes through Jesus Christ's name and being a believer in your relationship to him. It's not a complicated matter, but you do need to know your authority. You do need to, you know, learn what to expect, and, you know, there's training that goes along with it. Just as we mentioned last night, you don't go to Afghanistan without going through basic training first. It certainly helps to get some training, and that's what we're trying to do with these and other programs out there. And so we praised God for that victory last night, and I went to bed, and I was... I had sweet dreams, Dr. Pat. Knowing we put the enemy to flight.
You know, the body needs to understand that those disciples, they stayed with Jesus for more, I think about 3.5 years. And what did he do? He taught them. He carefully taught them the ministry. He taught them not only the Word of God and what the Word of God meant, but he carefully taught them the power of the ministry was to reach out and help people that were having problems. And you constantly see him praying for people to be healed, to teach them, to love them, to bring them into the kingdom of God. And so when the body and when ministers become professional ministers, and whenever they think that they know it all and there's nothing God can teach them, then they might as well just turn around and step out of the ministry because of the fact that God has lost you in terms of you being able to yield to him, of you being able to hear his voice, to give you directions in the various things that you're doing for him. And see, deliverance isn't a ritualistic thing. Every case is different. Every deliverance minister will tell you that.
Amen.
Just because it happened that way this time, it may not happen that way next time.
That's the truth, Dr. Pat.
Yeah, just because somebody's got a certain devil and they got that devil and because they did a certain thing, somebody else can come and they did something different and they'll have that same devil. And so it's dependency on the Word of God and the Spirit of God to be a deliverance minister. And God wants to set the captives free, Omega Man.
Yes, indeed. He does, Dr. Pat. I heard another testimony last night of a man that went to a mental ward of a hospital. And, you know, the doctors had done everything that they could, that they had been trained to do to try to treat the man. But all they could do was kind of allay some of his pain. But they didn't understand that it was a demon inside of this man tormenting him, and so it was a minister that went in, recognized what the problem was, the root issue, dealt with that, and the man was set free and came back in his right mind. And, you know, as he told this story, he was crying because, you know, he saw the torment that this man was going through. And, folks, we need more people that can recognize what is going on out there, the underlying cause of our trouble, and then address that. Because there's people out there that, you know, seemingly have no hope. I mean, you look at Madoff's son. you know, apparently committed suicide. Now, I always leave room for the fact that maybe he was knocked off. We just don't know. But I'm just going to assume that it was like they reported. You know, here's the man, he's depressed, hangs himself with a dog leash while his dog's on the floor and his 2-year-old son was in the bed. God have mercy. You know, he probably had no network of friends. He felt like it was all over with. His father's in jail, and I'm not here to comment on that. Madoff was a wicked man in what he did. I'm just saying, you know, this man's, if he committed suicide, didn't know Christ, he's probably in hell and torment right now. And how many people die and lose their soul for eternity because they thought there was no hope? And, you know, there was nobody out there to reach out to them. So, you know, there's people out there that are suffering, and you can minister to them. You can see them healed. You can see them restored. And you can see them being productive people in the body of Christ, going out there and in turn helping someone else. That's what we want to do. We want to get people trained up to go out there and then, you know, disciple others and train others and keep on going, you know. That's really what the ministry was about, Dr. Pat. It wasn't about, you know, just basically going to church and we'll stay there our whole life and never go out and do any ministry of our own.
That's right.
If we can change our mentality, then we can really take some territory, because it does take workers. And what did Jesus said? The harvest is, fields are white and the workers are few.
Yeah.
So that's what
we need.
Let
me tell
folks.
You a story. Years back, there was a group of people that used to go to the state mental ward and minister and pray for the people. And I knew these people, and they told me the story. So they went in, and they were praying for the mentally sick people there and preaching to them, ministering to them. And they saw this old gray-haired man, and he kept going over and laying his hands on people and praying for them. And they watched him, you know. And finally, they went over and they said, "Brother, we see you laying your hands on people and praying for them. What are you doing?" And he said, "I'm praying for them." And they said, "Well, why are you here? Who are you?" He said, "Well, you know, I'm a Baptist minister." Now, back in those days, and probably still, I don't know, but the Baptists were teaching that if you talk in tongues, you're of the devil. And so he told them, he said, "Well, you know, I got the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and I came and told my wife and the elders, and they said, you've gone crazy, and they put me over here in the mental ward." And he said, "So this is where I am." And they said, "Well, you know, brother, there's a lots of people getting the baptism of the Holy Spirit all over the world, and even a lot of Baptists." He said, "Oh, I know that. The Lord told me." And they said, "Well, you know, we could get you out, because you're not crazy. A lot of people are getting the baptism." He said, "Oh, no." He said, "This is my congregation." He said, "God put me here. And if I leave here, these people would have no one to pray for them." And I'll tell you, it really strikes your heart to know that here's a person that everybody would look at and say, that man is a totally defeated, and who would ever want to listen to him preach the gospel, and yada, whatever they say. And the truth is that he had his congregation. He wasn't getting paid to do what he did, but he was enjoying the voice of the Lord, speaking to him and directing him, and he was praying for those people that nobody cared for, nobody loved, but Jesus loved them, and he did. You see, all of us have a field that we can function in if we'll just do it.
Amen to that. God can use you folks in many different ways. He gives everybody various talents. You know, some are artists, some are writers, Some can speak articulately. Others have skills with their hands. God has blessed them. We know a brother that went over and donated some time and did some construction for a church. And, you know, he tied to the church in that manner. There's a number of things that we can do in the body of Christ, and together we fit together as part of the overall plan that God wants. He just wants us to be faithful with what he's given us, and then he'll give us more.
Uh-huh. And see, your field is America now. I mean, when I came in, we were all dreaming about going to Africa and Rome and all over the world, and really, America is now a harvest field. America is filled with people that once knew Jesus, and they no longer go to church. They no longer are serving the Lord. And so we need to show drops of love and concern everywhere we go. Take tracks with you. When people talk, don't talk about the soap operas with them or what the news has to say or whatever. Ask them if they know Jesus. Talk the word to them. And you know, when I came into the body of Christ in the 70s, there was a revival going on all over the world. And in Jacksonville Beach, there were probably 10 or 15 prayer meetings going on during the week. And you could pick the one you wanted to go to. And you would go there, and God was healing the sick, miracles. There was a woman that had a prayer meeting that I used to go to, and I was a little baby Christian when I went to there. And this woman came in one day, and she had her leg was all bandaged up, and they said, "How is your leg?" She said, "The doctors are just astounded." She said, "Look." And she started moving her toes all around. And I looked and I thought, big deal. I said, "She's still got a big bandage around her leg and her toes are black." I said, what are they so excited about? Now, this was in the 70s. And so what happened was, the testimony was, she was a Jewish lady. And she was an alcoholic. She rode down the street, and she hit a tree, and her leg, her foot was cut off in the accident. Well, when the ambulance came, they gathered her foot and took her to the hospital. And there was a brave doctor there, and he said, "I can't guarantee anything." He said, "I've heard that they can do this. I'm going to try it." He sewed her foot back on. Well, when that little prayer meeting heard about it, they went over to the hospital. They would stand around her bed every day, and they would talk to that foot, and they would say, "Foot, I command you to live in Jesus' name." Well, the foot lived. They didn't have to amputate it. And in addition to that, the little Jewish lady became a Christian. And see, that's doing the word. That's doing your faith. That's seeing a problem and saying, I know a prophet that's got the answer to this thing. His name's Jesus. And
yes,
bringing him into whatever that problem is, and you'll see God begin to do miracles once again. That's
yes,
what the church is missing. Is signs, true signs and wonders and miracles. And I've seen God heal the sick, open up blind eyes, the cripple walk, people in their final stages of cancer healed. You name it, and I have seen it over my lifestyle. But the reason I've seen it is because I've been willing to just reach out and do what the Bible tells me to do.
Yes.
Tell people about Jesus.
Amen to that. That's what it's about. It's about telling people about Jesus, because we've got eternity hanging in the balance. And we're going to spend eternity somewhere. You know, it reminds me of a man that I knew. We called him the garlic man. affectionately.
Yeah.
He was a good friend and brother. He was 92 years old, and he would go out, and you would see him everywhere he went with a handful of tracks. He would get the Jack Chick Publications tracks.
You know, yes.
This Was Your Life.
I
had some great cartoons. Oh, yeah. And they called him the Garlic Man because he would eat garlic every single day. He was like the Juice Man. You remember the Juice Man? You see him in the infomercials. Jack LaLanne was his name, I believe.
Yeah.
He lived for eating garlic every single day. Of course, you know, he said it would keep his blood pure, kept him cancer-free. And he had some vitality that few have at 92. And he's out there, you know, praising the Lord every day that he could get out and hand out tracts. And, you know, the Lord took him on home years later. I think he could probably live to be 99. But I knew him when he was about 92. And so just a great man of God. And, of course, you could smell the garlic. Garlic tastes good. But, you know, even after you brush your teeth and use, you know, some scope, that stuff's it's pretty hard to mask. But you made me remember the brother because, again, he was making a difference. And it could be something as simple as putting a track out. It's kind of cool where you see some of those lifts sometimes. I've been up to places like Best Buy, and I'll be looking at an item, and all of a sudden I'll come across a track, and I say, where'd that come from? You know, people leave them in the restrooms, restaurants, and, you know, praise God. How do you know that that track might not reach someone and be the turning point in their life to get them really think about and contemplate their future and make a decision for Christ? You know, it could be something as simple as that.
Well, you see, I got a letter this week from a lady that I ministered to about maybe 15, 20 years ago. Her name was Fani. And Fani was a Indian witch off of the reservation. She had been studying to become a medicine lady.
Wow.
And she came through our ministry. I see we're going to go into a time thing, but
oh yes, we're at the top of the hour.
Long story short, she wrote me and she said she used to call me Mama, and she said, Mama, she said, I've been trying to find you, and she said, I'm going back to Uganda, and so here's a former witch. Going into Africa as an evangelist and a missionary. And that's what strikes your heart, is to see the successes of those that will yield to the power of God in their life. And from the darkest, dark places, they can go and become the lightest light in the very dark places. And so I just wanted to share that. Sometime I'll tell you about Fani. It was a very, she was a mind control person by her family.
We'll go into that story right after the break. Let's go into more detail here.
Okay.
Dr. Pat, give out your contact information, please.
PatHolliday.com and www.MiracleInternetChurch.com and RemnantRadio.com. .org and OmegaManRadio.com.
Folks, we'll be right back after this break. We're also going to be doing some prayer tonight and opening up the line. So sit tight, and we'll be back here in just a few minutes.
Come to me, be my Are you ready to take a ride? Grab your coffee and strap yourself in. If you listen, you can hear God's plan.
It's the show that everybody's talking about.
Tune in each Sunday to the Omega Man Radio Network with your hosts, Shannon Ray Davis and Dr. Pat Holliday. We're invading enemy territory for Jesus Christ. Join us as we expose the new world order and teach you how to survive what's coming and endure till the end.
Tune in to Omega Man Radio.
All right, and we're back. This is a live program. This is the School of Intercession and Warfare Prayer. We call it the International Prayer Hour or Prayer Meeting. We're still playing around with words, but you get the point. Dr. Pat knows about intercessory prayer because, Dr. Pat, y'all have been doing it for a long time.
Yes.
On the backside, so to speak, as many have forgotten about the importance of getting together in prayer meeting. I know when I grew up in the early church, you know, I was raised in the church from about age four, and this was back in the early 70s. And, you know, I would go to church Wednesday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and see my grandfathers preach, and I remember the prayer meeting that they would have. And people would get together, and they would intercede and pray, and, you know, I missed that. And so it's just an honor and a pleasure to be able to get this thing going, even on a worldwide basis. A lot of people never were exposed to times of intercessory prayer, but you all have been doing it a long time at Miracle Church, have you not?
Yes, I've always had a prayer meeting going because that's where the fuel is for the ministry, and that's where the power is and the relationship with God. I'm going to ask the chat room, y'all start writing your prayers down now. A lot of you have personal prayers. There was a friend that I have here in Jacksonville whose mother was murdered last night. And they believe that the person that murdered the mother was after the house, and somebody has already gone over the house and changed the locks on the house and taken things and thrown them out of the house. And the cops are appalled because it's a crime scene. So
wow.
I haven't heard anymore, but her name happens to be Shannon, too.
Really?
So do be praying for her.
Yes.
Because it's a terrible, terrible thing to happen to anyone.
God have mercy.
And
yeah.
So let's go ahead and get to prayer. People want to pray, so I think we ought to just go ahead and start praying.
Amen. Let's go for it, Dr. Pat.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you for every single person that you're ministering to in the chat room and that are listening to this prayer meeting tonight. The ones that are in their cars, the ones that are in their beds, wherever they may be, God, we just lift up the army of God all over the world. And we thank you, God, that you loved us before we ever knew you. And when we came and asked you, God, to save our souls, you did. And there's a word that says, for we didn't ask you or we didn't find you, you found us. And so we belong to you. You're our Father. And you said, ask and it shall be done. So tonight, God, I'm asking and we're all in agreement, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will send your warring angels to come in to our families and that the treasury of all the monies and the lands and the things that Satan has stolen from us that are ours because of the blessings of Jesus Christ will come back because we command those devils to return everything a sevenfold. I bind every stealing devil of our cars, our equipment, over our house, over our children, our mothers, our fathers, our grandmothers, grandfathers, nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, every living member of our families, God. We just lift them all up to your throne tonight. And we know, Father, that you are the one that gives the call. So tonight, we just place them up on your altar. And we know that by faith, that you are not a God that you can lie. And you gave us that promise over in Acts 2:38-39, that for us to repent, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and be saved, and our households, and as many as the Lord our God shall call. And those are the blessings, God, that you promised us to call the unbelieving people of our families into your kingdom. And we just thank you for that promise, because we can walk in peace knowing that you're listening to these prayers that we're making for our families. Father, we just lift up our neighborhoods tonight. And all of us live around people that do not know you. And we just cover them with a prayer, and we bind over our neighborhoods the powers and the principalities, the ruling wicked spirits in high places. We bind those underground spirits and the spirits in the seas and the lakes and the rivers. And we command these devils that you will take your hands off of God's people and off of our cities. We thank you, Father, that as we pray, you have let the ladder down, and your warring angels are quickly moving into action to bring forth these prayers into fruition. We thank you that you never sleep, that you love us. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we take authority right now over every single person's finances, their job situations, and their businesses. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. And we're asking you, Father, that you will open up jobs for them, that you will release finances to those that need it, and give new businesses to Christians, creative things, God, that they can make livings and survive with their families. We bind, according to Matthew 16:19 and Matthew 18:18, and in authority, in the name of Jesus, we bind the strong man over everything that we're praying for tonight, according to Luke 11:20-22. Now, as we're praying, you pray for your states, your cities, your counties, your area, your block, and your businesses as we pray and join in agreement. Omega Man, you want to pray for that?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to read a little prayer here from a book called Warfare Prayers. I don't know exactly when it was written, Dr. Pat, but they put it together probably back in the late 70s, early 80s. But I think it's got a couple of good prayers here. I'm going to pray one for the leaders. How about that?
That would be great.
Father God, in Jesus' name, we pray that the leaders around this world who govern and judge unjustly will make many mistakes and decisions, especially involving world evangelism. As mentioned over in Psalm 109, verse 29. Also, leaders who despise you, Father God, will fall from power through improper advice and actions. Psalms 5:10 and 19:14. And leaders who are truly searching for understanding will find knowledge and wisdom in your word, according to Proverbs 28:2. Father God, let the leaders who live in darkness receive a personal message of your love, as you mentioned in Psalms 52:15. And cause leaders who live in war-torn nations to grow weary of continual bloodshed. Force leaders who lead corrupt governments to recognize their evil ways and turn to you. And cause leaders who boast of power to realize that their earthly kingdom was given to them by God. Daniel 2, verses 19 and 22. And so let's take authority over some of our homes and businesses in different areas of our life. Right now, Father, in Jesus' name, for myself, Dr. Pat, the believers out there and our families and friends, in the name of Jesus Christ, we break all curses. We bind Satan and his rulers, all strong men, doorkeepers, and evil spirits, of and over, in and working through our entire lives and beings, our bodies, our souls, our spirits, our homes, our schools, our churches, our jobs, our possessions, our properties, finances, businesses, each president, owner, board of directors, employer, employee, treasurer, customer, and the finances of these businesses. And in the name of Jesus, we break all curses and bind and cast Satan's spirit out of each category we just named, and especially from us. All hindrances to spiritual growth, our bodies, to include infirmities, sicknesses, weaknesses, and deformities, and our souls, which are mind, will, and emotions, in Jesus' name. That was two short little prayers, Dr. Pat.
Okay, and Father, we cast the spirits out of mismanagement,
yes,
poverty, lack, failure, bankruptcy, stagnation, and we loose into each category just mentioned, wisdom, inventiveness, aggression, profit, service, fairness, truth, honesty, and the Spirit of the Lord, according to Isaiah 11:2, and prosperity through the Lord, Deuteronomy 8:18, 2 Corinthians 8:9, and Mark 10:24. We loose the authority of Jesus Christ and the angels over the state, the county, the township, the city, the area, the block, the business, the employee, and ask you, God, to send your angels to create favor for every single listener and their family. And we rest in you that you hear our prayers, and we rest in you, God, for our families. And we take authority right now over alcohol, drugs, lust, sex, strange women, strange men, homosexuality, lesbianism. We take authority over rebellion, alcohol, drugs, cigarettes, marijuana, every ungodly thing. We take authority over Antichrist. We take authority over anti-religious spirits, rebellion, every spiritual blindness, deafness. And Father, we bind these devils over our families, over our cities, and over our churches. We lift up the pastors of every church that calls itself Christian, whether they are living for you or not. Father, you said in your word that it's your desire that none perish. And it's our desires that the church awaken from its spiritual stupor and slumber, and that the pastors will repent, and that the people's minds will open to the reality of repentance and salvation, evangelism, and the glory of God. We give you praise, God, that you will call the sinners in as we pray. We are looking for the harvest fields. You said that you would give us our inheritance of the harvest fields. And we're calling them in from the north, east, south, and the west. And we're asking, God, that you reveal your son Jesus to every single one of them. We give you praise and glory in the name of Jesus.
Omega How about Man? We launch a little bit of civil war against Satan's kingdom, some confusion,
okay,
on the enemy. Do some little bit of spiritual offensive attack. And the underlying scriptures for civil war in Satan's kingdom are Matthew 12, verses 22 through 32, Mark 3, verses 20 through 30, and Luke 11, which is verses 14 through 23. And we took time to mention those in case you want to go back and at your leisure and look these scriptures up to see where we base these prayers on. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come in agreement right now. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we command Satan's demons to fight against and destroy each other, as you mentioned in Ephesians 3, verses 10. And we command the spirits of riches and wealth by greed and the covetousness to attack the spirits of lust for one world rulership, one world currency, and total control of the world system. Let the spirits of anti-capitalism attack the spirits of poverty, hatred for believers, and anti-Americanism in Jesus' name. Let the spirits of war between the nations and the spirits of destruction, hatred and anger, attack the spirits of political and spiritual blindness, rage, mockery, vengeance, evil political science and influence, the Illuminati and communism in Jesus' name. Let the spirits of Antichrist, 666, and false religions attack the spirits of Roman Catholicism and Masonry, the spirits of infirmity, sicknesses, weaknesses, deformities, and accidents. Lord, let them attack the spirits of alcohol, drugs, nicotine, and abortion. Let them destroy the spirits of mind control and darkness and attack the spirits of Leviathan and pride. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to loose burning, judgment, destruction upon all disobedient and reluctant spirits that fail to follow these commands promptly. And in the name of Jesus, we loose upon Satan right now, along with his hierarchy, all his strongholds, and all his chain of command, and going all the way down to the legion, the very demons. We loose upon them the curses of the Midianites that you mentioned in Judges 7 and 22. Also, the curses of the Ammonites, Moabites, and Edomites listed over in 2 Chronicles verses 20. Let panic, frustration, havoc, confusion, pandemonium, disasters, chaos, destruction, and the hornets of the Lord descend upon them in Jesus' name. As mentioned over in Exodus 23 and 28, Deuteronomy 7 and 20. Also, may the wrath, hatred, anger, terror, fear, and burning judgment finger of God over in Luke 11, 20 prevent Satan's orders from being carried out. And finally, we bind and cast out the demons in us right now and replace them with the spirits of God and his word. And especially, we ask that the demonic strongman or rulers in us in our churches be replaced with agape love that you mentioned over in Luke 11 and 24 through 26. And that all demonic doorkeepers be replaced with joy, and that we have peace and abundance in Jesus' name. Give it back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise and glory. And we thank you, God, that according to Philippians 2, 9 through 11, the Lord Jesus, you have been exalted by God and given a name which is above every name, that at your name every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that you are Lord, to the glory of God the Father. You are blessed and only potentate, King of kings, the Lord of lords. The kingdoms of this world will become your throne, and you shall reign forever and ever. We give you glory, God, that as we lift up our nation, the president, the vice president, State Departments, Congress, each member, Supreme Court, the judicial system, all governmental advisors, officials, unofficial internal revenue, all regulatory departments of the government and each of the State of the Union. We bind the powers of communism over our nation, and we lift this prayer up for all of the countries that are listening to this prayer or entering and a part of this prayer meeting. And we stand in agreement with their prayers for their nations and their governance in the name of Jesus. We ask you, God, that as we pray, that you shake these kingdoms of darkness that are openly worshiping in many instances the demons of hell, the Moloch over the elitists, the child sacrifices that have been lifted up to Moloch in America and across the world. And Father, Obama has given money for child sacrificing of abortions all over the world, and particularly Africa. He also says that he, under his administration, wants to tear down the marriage laws so that a man can marry a man and a woman a woman. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, when things like this happen in a nation, we know that you bring judgment and you destroy those people. And Father, we're crying out for mercy tonight for our nation. we know that we have a pagan heathen in the White House. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift him up. We pray for his soul and his wife and his children and all of these communists that he has gathered around him. We pray for their souls. And we ask you, God, for mercy. We command their powers to become nil, null, and void concerning things that they're doing against the sovereignty of our nation. These meetings down in CanCon, where they've come down there to put into existence with the United Nations and these genocides like Ted Turner and Bill Gates and others, to kill God. These people are standing up and speaking in front of televisions and masses of people, saying that it's their ambition to kill more than 5 billion people in the world. And nobody is arresting them. Nobody's saying anything about this. And they are giving half of their wealth away to put these things into existence. Well, we bind the other half of their wealth up in Jesus' name. You said, God, that what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and suffers the loss of his soul? And Father God, they depend on their wealth for their identity. And they believe that they're better than us because they're wealthy. But we're the ones that have the wealth because we're covered with your blood. So I loose over our nation, over our churches, over our families, in the name of Jesus, I loose love, power, peace, truth, sound economy, inventiveness, understanding, loyalty to the Father in heaven, power, riches, honor, glory, strength, blessing, and the great favor with the Lord, wisdom, and knowledge. And I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we're not just praying words here. We're praying and asking you to bring the power down. Bring the power down from your seat of authority to this earth. Because we give you glory, God, that you so loved the world that you sent your only Son, Jesus Christ, for the mercy of mankind and humankind, that we would not perish. And Father God, we lift up Jesus the Messiah, and we ask you, God, to save us, to prepare us for your kingdom. I don't know what's going on, but all week, over my head, I live right across the street from my base, and planes have been flying, big planes, jet planes. And down at Mayport, same thing. It's almost like we're at war. Now, I haven't heard anything, but either something's going on that we don't know about or something's getting ready to happen. So we take authority over the power of Zeus right now. We bind you up in the name of Jesus. We command you to be bound. You have no authority, and you will not take us to war. We bind up the Afghanistan war, the Iraqi war, and every war that you have created for drug dealing, for finances, for weapon making, for killing our young men. Every evil thing that you have done, you elitists, we bind and we divide you and put confusion in the enemy camp. And we say no more. We ask you to drop from your high pillows of protectiveness. And we say, God, that you will judge on this side quickly and instantly. We'll give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. We block all of Satan's influence from America, according to 2 Chronicles 7:4, 1 Timothy 2:1-2. and you said, if my people who are called by my name will turn from their wicked ways, and if they'll pray, that you'll heal our land. And we pray this prayer for not only America, but we join in with all of the listeners from all over the world concerning your world. We bind up the powers of the Queen of England and the Prince, who are New World Order people. And Father, I understand that England is much, much further along than we are in terms of this New World Order. And Father, we both of our countries, we as prayer warriors come together and we bind this Harry Potter book coming out of England in Jesus' name. And this wicked woman, Rawlings, says she's going to write another one. And Father, she has produced several generations of warlocks and witches and wizards and evil children, God, that are lost, and many of them will grow up and lose their minds and break hell wide open because of the spells that they have put over the minds of the parents and over the minds of our leaders in our country. And we all agree tonight that these spells are broken over the minds. We command the people to awaken in Jesus' name, politically, religiously, and concerning the children, in Jesus' name, Omega Man.
Yes, ma'am. And we've got various occult members tuning in right now, trying to engage in a spiritual warfare battle. So let me address that right now. I bind and cage all the foul spirits, starting with the strong men and any person listening right now. And for the witches and warlocks, we pour the blood of Jesus down your throat. I put a tent of the Holy Spirit over your witches' coven. And we command civil war to commence amongst all the foul spirits and the people involved in the coven. And any hexes, vexes, curses, and spells sent against the people right now, we break and loose off of myself, Dr. Pat, all the believers out there, all fetishes, charms, psychic prayers, bewitchment, sorcery, enchantments, any kind of witchcraft, love potions. We send back to where it came from sevenfold in Jesus' name. We break and loose ourselves right now from any witchcraft or demons being sent against us, and we command it to go back to where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. Let him that loves cursing receive it unto himself. Psalms 109. And again, Heavenly Father, we ask that you return all witchcraft back to the sinners now. In accordance with your word over in Genesis 12, verses 3 and 28, Genesis 27, verses 29, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 7, and Psalms 109, verses 17 through 19. Wow, they're gone. Praise God. And we ask God that you would save their souls. We don't want anybody to go to hell. We know that the word says, suffer not a witch to live, but Father God, we ask that you would show them mercy and save their souls before it's too late, whatever it takes. And right now, God, in Jesus' name, we lift up everybody out there, all the listeners, the believers, Dr. Pat, the other deliverance ministers, and we lift up their financial needs. There are people, God, that have contacted us that have very little food. Some do not know where they're going to be living very soon. They've lost their homes, or they're believing for a job. We just lift up the finances right now. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke Satan and all of his demons, and command them to loose us, our family, and our finances, and our friends, from any and all curses that they are throwing against us. We command you, Satan, and all of your evil spirits, to loose us and our families and all the things you have stolen from us, to include, but not limited to, happy marriages, finances, jobs, homes, families, ministries. We break any and all demonic powers from off of our finances in Jesus' name. And we command you, Satan, to stop robbing us of our blessings and blocking God's perfect will for our lives. We refuse to allow you to steal anything else from us. And all that you have taken, we command you, because we have caught you, to give back sevenfold what you have stolen. And Lord Jesus, if there's an open door in our lives to the adversary, please show us and help us to close it in Jesus' name. And we command you, Satan, loose all natural resources, lands, territories, even animals and livestock, money or finances that may be owed to us, and all the things that you have stolen from us that are ours through the blessings of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord, to restore unto us anything that Satan or his demons, once again, have stolen from us in Jesus' name. And I'm asking, God, that you loose angels to create doors of opportunity for people in their jobs and their businesses and ministry, to bring finances in, to create favor with men. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Yes, Lord, and we break the yokes off of all of our necks. We ask you, God, that as believers, that you break every yoke coming down our family lines that have us in bondage in different ways. And Father God, we thank you that we are covered with the blood of Jesus and that he's our protection. We surrender ourselves completely and unreservedly to you in every area. We guard against the workings of Satan in our own lives and the lives of our families. We thank you, God, that our families will soon hear your call. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that Jesus Christ is our Messiah and that he will bind up all of the cult, all of the psychic heredity and bondage prayer, all of the curses, hexes, spells, every ungodly thing that's coming upon us from any direction. And we say that in the name of Jesus, that we are free by the blood of the Lamb. We praise you tonight, God. And we ask you, God, that you will move in your churches. You told me, Lord, that my town, Jacksonville, that all of the churches are bound by bewitching devils, the same devils that the church of Galatians was bound with. When Paul said, "Oh, you foolish Galatians, how could you trade the Lord God Jesus for these other false religions?" And we look at it the same way, God. We ask and cry out for deliverance. They're in wicked darkness. Many of them are, God. And we expose them. I expose them. But, God, more than exposing them, we need to pray for them, too. I desire that none go to hell, and I'm sure that my sisters and brothers are in the same boat. We're asking you, God, that you bring some of these forth with public repentances, and repentances that will stand, that they'll never turn and go back. We'll give you praise and glory for each one of them and their families, God. Our church and our country is in a mess, but God, you are the answer, and your church is really the answer. When you have a strong church in a nation, then the nation is moral. We pray for Ghana, Bishop Kanko City, the city, God, that you fly in and you feel God there because the Christians pray, and that the government, the president, cannot be a Christian, cannot be president unless he's a real Christian. And Bishop Kanko is the president's bishop. And they minister to that man, and I'm sure that they minister to him just like they do anyone else. They clean him up. We give you praise and glory in the name of Jesus for the book, Witch Doctor and the Man, The City Under the Sea. And we release the bans over that book. We release every hex, curse, and spell that's been pressed against that book and break them. And we release that book to sell forth very powerfully in all of the churches, in all of the world, and we give you the praise for that, Lord. We thank you and give you glory for the people tonight, Lord. We ask for strength. We ask for faith to increase as these prayer meetings go forth. We ask you, God, that you rain your anointing upon each and every one of us, and that we know that we've been in the presence of the Lord tonight, Omega Man.
Yes, Father God, we also bless Israel tonight. We lift them up. We ask, God, that you would loose the windows of heaven and pour out rain on that land which has been hit by severe drought. And for other parts of the world like Panama and Colombia, I talked to people today in Panama, and there was a 4-point-something earthquake there not too far from the capital city, Panama, down probably into David. And they've got rain, homes collapsing, people homeless there, Colombia, Costa Rica. We lift up the people there, God. We ask that you would intervene for the people of God. And we ask for their protection, for any family members that are in these countries, in Jesus' name. We lift them up. And, Father God, there are a lot of homeless people in places like Wichita, Kansas tonight that have no place to go. They're sleeping under bridges. They're huddled together in sleeping bags and in makeshift tent cities, especially in a city with over 600 churches. We ask, God, that you would move on the pastors, not only in Kansas, but around this country. God, do not let them sleep one moment. Do not let them rest. Let them be miserable until they will open up their fellowship halls that have heat and allow the homeless to come in and at least spend the night inside, out of the cold, in the name of Jesus, because it should not be that way. And we have large churches, and there's people on the street dying of cold. So we're asking God for intervention there. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Father, we lift up the marriages here tonight that are listening and praying. And we lift every one of them up. And we know that a Christian marriage can be like heaven on earth when you're in the midst of it. And we release you and to every Christian marriage that's listening tonight. We ask you, Father, that you help husbands to assume their responsibility and to establish and maintain strong spiritual Christian families, to love their wives, to teach their children a godly way of life, to teach them to become bold in spiritual warfare in an aggressive manner for their families, in Jesus' name. We thank you for the women, God, the tenders of the cribs. We thank you, God, that you will restore their dignity in our nations, the ones that have received abortions in ignorance and darkness and spiritual blindness. We ask that you move on them and that you bring them to repentance. And as they repent, God, that you will deliver them from all of those devils of rebellion and murder, and women's lib, and self-government, and hateful powers against men, witchcraft powers, in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you bind Asmodeus, Abaddon, Apollyon, Beelzebub, Incubus, Succubus, every ungodly power of homosexuality and, Father, lesbianism, adultery, every ungodly thing that's working over the families of our land. We call a strong family church back together as it used to be. We give you praise and glory tonight, God, that our children that are marriage age, that you will bring their mates to you, them, and that those mates will be godly men and women. We give you praise in Jesus' name for all that we pray for here tonight. And we know that you're a God, that you see the turmoil in our lives and in our families. And we're calling out now, God. We're calling out that you will build a hedge around our families just as you did Job in Job 1:10, Hosea 2:6, that all of our children, God, will be cut free from the darkness and the powers of the devil. We praise you, Father. We give you the glory. We continue to loose division in the Congress, the Senate, against the socialist in the Congress, communists. And we ask you, God, that they cannot come into one accord. And we ask that these new elected officials, that you will protect them. And please, God, don't let them be bought out by the Soros and all of these new insiders' monies. And we bind their influences up in the name of Jesus over our nation, over our news media, over everything, over the court systems. And Satan, you will take your lousy hands off of our families, our churches, and our nation. In Jesus' name.
Omega Amen. Man. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Omega Man Radio Network. This is a live program. Dr. Pat, for the new people here tonight, give out your contact information. How can they get in touch with you in your ministry?
It's patholiday.com, and it's miracleinternetchurch.com.
Yes.
Church, yes. And omegamanradio.com, remnantresources.com. And I want to tell you, up on those web pages, you will find television programs free, sermons free. You will find DVD free, podcasts free, newsletters, all kinds of wonderful things. The only thing that we sell on our web pages is the e-books. And that's the money that we take to take care of our local church here so that we can keep our doors open. I am not the most popular person in Jacksonville, and I'm glad that you all love me, but Jesus wasn't popular in his hometown either. So do be praying for us in our church locally.
Amen. Folks, support the Deliverance Ministry. Again, everyone that I have told, it is a literal miracle that they are still able to preach, because it does take resources to keep the churches open to minister, and they're just not coming in. So, because of the masses in these areas that are going to other places, well, lift them up in prayer, and of course support them if you can. And what we like to do is take your calls. The number tonight is 917-889-2745. And what we'll do is, we have about another hour and 15 minutes. We'll take some calls, and then if you have prayer requests, continue to send them in, and in between, we'll continue to take these requests to the Lord. Sound good, Dr. Pat?
Amen.
And let me make a correction to Paul Pilgrim's website. It is actually remnantresources.org. Again, remnantresources.org. Okay, let's go to the first caller. Stand by. Caller from area code 612. How are you tonight? Caller from 612 area code. You're on the air. Okay. Well, let's see. Maybe they're just listening. Again, let me give that number out, 917-889-2745. If you'd like to call in and don't have unlimited long distance, these days there's pretty affordable plans. I remember the day, Dr. Pat, when we had to pay AT&T per minute, and that was one of the biggest bills we had every month, was these long distance.
Yeah.
And it was really bad.
Right.
Especially when I lived at home, and I would use the phone, and then my mom, parents would get angry, grandparents would get angry. Because my brother and I, one time when we finished high school, we actually went to live with our grandparents. I graduated from high school in Georgia, and then I went to Alexandria, Virginia, where my grandparents were pastoring a church there. Anybody that knows Northern Virginia, they pastored for about 10 years up at King Street Church of God, right there in Old Town Alexandria. And, we used to live with them and get on the phone and run these bills up. It wasn't good, because we had to pay, of course, and, take all my part-time check. But thank God for unlimited long distance. Of course, now you can go Skype, If you have a pretty decent internet connection, some friends asked me to call to Panama today. I got on my Skype connection, and I think it just cost a couple pennies to dial over there. And, of course, if you have Skype to Skype, it's free. And you can even go unlimited Skype long distance in the States for like $3 a month. That's pretty cheap. Or, you know, Magic Jack's another way. But anyway, let me get back to my point. If you need to call in tonight and don't have long distance, toll-free number for you. Won't cost you a dime is 877-806-2482. And there's even a little feature in the chat room above at the very top. It says click to talk. And you can be anywhere in the world with a Skype connection, and that'll bring you right into the switchboard for free.
Wow.
Let's see. So that's pretty cool. Let's go to our next caller. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Pat Holliday. How are you tonight?
Oh, hi.
Hey there.
How you doing? My name is Tamika. Pat knows me. I'm
hey,
calling.
Tamika.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Yes. Sorry to hear about your friend who got murdered. Pretty sad.
Yeah, her mother got murdered. Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, yes, it was.
Hmm.
Tamika,
I'm
you might want to mute your speakers in the background. We've got just a little bit of a loop. If you've got a, if you're close to that computer, just mute the
okay,
speaker there.
Well, I'm in another room.
Okay,
now,
here you go.
Yes, I'm calling because I'm having pain in my vaginal region, and the doctors haven't been able to find anything. But what happens is sometimes a polyp will form. And they have to surgically remove the polyp. And so I don't know what's causing the polyp to grow there. But regardless of that, you know, I'm asking the Lord to heal it.
Did you ever have an abortion? Nobody knows. Nobody knows who you are, so you can be honest.
Yeah, a long time ago, but that didn't have anything to do with me.
Yes, it does. What
well,
happens?
Maybe so, but
what happens is that whenever you have an abortion, the curses come down upon your womb areas and your breast.
Okay.
Even scientists are saying that if you've had an abortion, that they've noticed that the women that had abortion, that they have a bigger amount of breast cancer. And so it does have an effect on what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So all you got to do now is you've got to just repent and ask the Lord to heal you. And he will.
Amen.
Can you repent?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
That I had an abortion.
That I had an abortion.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
And I forgive myself.
And I forgive myself.
And I ask you.
And I ask you
to deliver me from all of the demons that are associated with abortions.
And I ask you to deliver me from all the demons associated with abortions.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And I forgive myself.
And I forgive myself.
Now, I want you to take a deep breath as we bind them. And you just let them out. Call them out, okay?
Okay.
You spirit of Jezebel, I bind you up
bind
in the name of
right
Jesus.
Now, in the name of Jesus.
I bind rebellion.
Come out right now.
I come against every
you.
Spirit of
you
oppression.
Spirits, we bind you in Jesus' name.
Rule by woman, Jezebel.
Loosen
and
let them go right now. Loosen and let them go. Come out.
Using sex, passivity, murdering mothers.
Bind you foul spirits, be weakened in Jesus' name. Come out.
Untamed tongue, castrating men, keeps children from God.
Come out in the name of Jesus.
We bind up every devil
right
of lust, sex, perversion, sorcery, drugs. Every devil
you foul
of charm, pharmacology.
Loose and let her go right
enchantments,
now.
Enchantments, spells.
In Jesus' name.
Women's lib. Destruction of the family priesthood. We come against all of
be
the
weakened,
witch,
you foul spirits. Come out.
Wizards, sorcery.
All the way out.
Magic.
Right now. Jesus
divination.
Name.
Familiar spirits. Witch spell.
Jesus Christ rebuke you. Come out right
women,
now.
Women magicians. Covenant with the devil.
Mind the strong man.
Witch spell.
Come out right now.
Unrighteousness. Fornication.
Out in Jesus' name right now.
Covetousness.
Get in the cage.
Malicious, full of envy, murder, debate.
Rage.
Despiteful. Proud boasters.
Loose
and
let her go right now.
Things. Covenant breakers. Without natural affections.
Not talking to Tamika. We're talking to you, you foul spirits. Come out.
Lack of maturity.
Loose and let her go in Jesus' name.
Immaturity.
Out in Jesus' name.
Spiritual blockages are bound.
Find you. Come out.
Religious rituals.
Come on, Jesus.
Tradition. Legalism. Torment. Unforgiveness.
All you spirits named, come out. In Jesus' name, get in the cage. Pour the blood of Jesus
now,
down your throats right now.
I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I forgive the men.
I forgive the men.
That I have been with.
That I've been with.
That, the abortions that I've had.
The abortion that I've had.
And I ask you to forgive them.
And I ask you to forgive them.
And save them.
And save them.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And tonight.
And tonight.
I receive total deliverance.
I receive total deliverance.
I ask you to fill me with your Holy Ghost.
I ask you to fill me with your Holy Ghost.
And fire.
And fire.
And break the powers of rejection over my life.
And break the powers of rejection over my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, I cage them.
I cage them.
And command them to go to the feet of Jesus.
And command them to go to the feet of Jesus.
Now take a deep breath and just let them out.
Come out right now. We bind you. Loose and let her go in Jesus' name, you foul spirits. All the way out. Come out right now. We cut off any connection between the foul spirits and the heavenlies. No reinforcements. Come out right now in Jesus' name.
Everyone. All. Everyone. Nothing can stay. Nothing can
stay. We bind you. Come out right now. In the name of Jesus. Get out of her. Be weakened, you foul spirits, in Jesus' name. Come out.
Say, I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
And in the name of Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus.
I receive your forgiveness.
I receive your forgiveness.
And I break every family curse.
And I break every family curse.
Coming down my family line.
Coming down my family line.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
10 generations back.
10 generations back.
And I command these spirits to get out of me of hate, destruction, murder, rejection, unbelief, rebellion.
Rebellion.
Now let them go. Take them out.
Come out right now. Out in the name of Jesus. Get in the cage. Foul spirits. Be weakened and come out in Jesus' name. All
nothing
the way out.
Can stay. Nothing can stay. We break the power of Leviathan. We come against Kundalini.
Father God, we ask
we
you
come against the snakes, the python, and the viper snake.
Well, meant for her sevenfold recompense on your head, foul spirit.
We break the curses over her womb in the name of Jesus.
Come out in Jesus' name.
Over her breasts.
Right
cancer spirits. You
let her go right now.
Cancer.
Come out. All cancer, come out in Jesus' name.
Every foul spirit that came to rob, kill, and steal, get into that cage.
Come out.
And leave.
Spirit of infirmity, loose and let her go now in Jesus' name.
Come out. Everyone. Come out.
Loose and let her go right now.
Antichrist spirits.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Baal spirits. Idolatry.
Rebuke you, foul spirits.
Evil desires. Impurity.
Come out.
Earthly, devilish, all sorts of evil and vile.
We bind you, evil spirits. Come out in Jesus' name.
Adultery. Distortion of the scriptures. Religious.
Come spirits, out of her right now.
Other gods. Sacrifices.
All the way out.
Astrologer.
All the way out.
New
out.
Age
Jesus
spirits.
Name.
Come out. Everyone. Nothing can stay. Nothing can stay. The blood of Jesus, the covering of the blood. We plead the fire and the blood of Jesus over you right now. Take a deep breath and breathe in the Holy Ghost to burn the rest of them out. That's right. That's right. Snake spirits, come out. We cut
come
your tails
right now,
off.
In Jesus' name.
We cut your heads off.
Father God, loose your glory and your presence around her in Jesus' name.
Python.
Come
Python,
out, her.
Come out.
Python, loose and let her go right now. Kundalini, come out. All snake spirits, scorpion spirits, come out in Jesus' name. Angels of God, go on with the sword at the lowest point and start driving these things up and out. We command you to manifest and come out, you foul spirits, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Pour the blood of Jesus down these foul
spirits.
Amen.
The blood.
Right now.
The blood. The blood. The blood of Jesus. We loose you. Cut your cords. We chain her. Unchain her. Unchain
her. Loose your human spirit
right
now in Jesus' name.
Come out.
Loose her mind right now in Jesus' name. Break the yoke off of her neck right now in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Every devil. Now take a deep breath and fill up with the Holy Ghost.
Fill up, Holy Spirit.
Fill up. Fill her up. Burn them out, God. Burn them out. Take a deep cough and they'll all come out now. All.
Come on out of her in Jesus' name.
Yes. All. Everyone. The blood. The blood.
Blood of Jesus.
The blood. Raise your hands and let's praise the Lord.
Okay.
Ask him to give you your prayer language.
Lord Jesus, give me my prayer language.
And just praising now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Magnify your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Glory, Lord. Glory, Lord. Glory, Lord, Jesus. Glory, Lord.
How are you feeling? How are you feeling?
Much better.
Much better.
Much better, yes. Thank you so much.
Okay, now what I want you to do is we bind everything else and cage them.
Yes.
And we forbid these devils to attack your mind. We cut their cords and their communications from your mind. We put gags in their mouths that they cannot talk to you. And we ask the Lord to build you up in your holy faith, and we're asking you to get your King James Version of the Bible and let it play over you at nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
Call us and let us know how you're doing.
Okay.
And keep in touch.
Okay.
Okay.
I will. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Okay.
For calling in.
God bless you. Have a good evening.
Okay.
We're going to go to break here in just a minute, but before we do, and I'm not being graphic, man, but this message is for you. It's the Bible, so I'm not ashamed to say it. Over in Leviticus 18 and 19, it says, do not approach a woman to have sexual relations during the uncleanness of her monthly period.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I mention that? Because there are many women out there who have been forced to have sex during menstruation week, and it's causing vaginal cancer. It's causing all types of female problems. There's a curse that's brought down because of your sin, man. So you need to obey the word of God, and you need to pray for your wife if you have been engaging in this so that she can be healed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. The word of God is for today, the whole word of God. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Abortion is another thing. You know, we need to repent. We need to confess our sins one to another. Repent of that. Break the curses. And then with the sin confessed and repented of, Jesus can bring healing. So isn't that what it says, Dr. Pat? If any needs healing, they come to the elders of the church, they pray, they confess their sins, anoint him with oil, and the prayer of the, how does it go?
The prayer of the righteous will heal the sick.
Amen. And we can't anoint you with oil, but we're believing in faith for healing, and God honors that. I believe that the Lord gives special privileges to the radio ministry, Dr. Pat. You know,
yes.
People say, well, how is this possible? Because there's no limits to the healing power of God, and Jesus can set captive free anywhere in the world by any means that he wants. We've even seen deliverance, Dr. Pat, over instant message when that was the only way to minister. So,
yeah,
praise God for that.
We have.
Awesome.
And don't forget communion next Sunday.
Oh, yes. We're going to have a communion, so make sure you have your wine or your grape juice and have your bread or your crackers ready. We're going to do that next Sunday night at 8 p.m. Let's go to a break. We'll be back in about 5 minutes, and we'll take more of your calls. 917-889-2745, or you can call the toll-free number, 877-806-2482, and
yes,
we'll pray with you. We'll be back after this message. Stand by.
Amen.
Hear the word of God Almighty from Numbers, chapter 33, verse 50. And Yahweh spake unto Moses in the plains of Moab by Jordan, near Jericho, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye are passed over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then ye shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, and destroy all their pictures, and destroy all their molten images, and quite pluck down all their high places. And ye shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land, and dwell therein, for I have given you the land to possess it. Omega Man Radio is declaring all-out war on all witches, warlocks, and the hosts of hell. Our mandate is clear. We will not fail. Join with us in the fight and spread the word about Omega Man Radio. Our mission is to invade enemy territory and possess the land, healing the sick, and setting the captives free of demons in Jesus' name. Tune in each night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific at OmegaManRadio.com.
Everybody's talking about.
Tune in each Sunday to the Omega Man Radio Network with your hosts, Jen Ray Davis and Dr. Pat Holliday. We're invading enemy territory for Jesus Christ. Join us as we expose the new world order and teach you how to survive what's coming and endure till the end.
Tune in to Omega Man Radio.
Who whips the cream for your morning coffee? Who shares your dreams? Who is combing your hair? What makes you smile? Who is keeping you laughing? Who shares your dreams? Now that I'm not there.
Well, we're here for you tonight. And if you need prayer, the number is 917-889-2745. And let's go to our next caller from area code 202. It looks like D.C. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Pat Holliday. How are you tonight?
Bad Lord, praise him, doing fine.
Well, praise the Lord. Yes.
I'm calling for prayer for my financial life. Financially,
yes.
I'm not being very well. I feel like there's something wrestling against my financial life and my financial growth. So I'm calling in for the deposit for deliverance prayer for my financial life.
Okay, so you're calling in for deliverance for your financial needs in life?
Yes, sir.
Dr. Pat?
Okay. Have you been into pornography?
Sometimes. Yes, ma'am. It's been
okay.
A while. Probably 10 years ago.
Okay. And are you married?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And everything's okay in your marriage?
No.
No? What's wrong with your marriage?
We have some differences, and I see that I feel that my marriage is under spiritual attack.
Mm-hmm. What are your differences? Are they religion, sex? What's going on?
It's family issues. Okay, family book is trying to influence my wife. We're having these differences. So whatever I say, please, they're family people.
In other words, she's got a woman's liver spirit?
Call her. Can you still hear us?
Hello?
Okay. Let's see if we can get him back on the line here. Stand by, folks. Well,
yeah, you know, my Skype's been doing that today, where they just fade off.
Yes, ma'am. Actually, I think there is an issue at Blog Talk. Let's try the gentleman again. Nope, he's gone. Okay, I think he's calling back. Here you go. Brother, you still with us?
Yes, please. Thank
you. Okay, we lost you there for a moment. I apologize.
Okay.
You want to ask that last question, Dr. Pat?
Yes, sometimes Are you married to an American woman?
No, please.
No? Well, sometimes women get a little bit, you know, a little bit rebellious. And so let's just pray for your marriage.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay, ma'am.
Okay. Say, Father God, I'm a Christian.
Father God, I'm a Christian.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
For all my sins.
For all my sins.
I ask you to stop the devil.
I ask you to stop the devil.
From stealing from me.
From stealing from me.
I rededicate my life to you.
I rededicate my life to you.
100%.
100%.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I will serve you.
I will serve you.
I forgive my wife.
I forgive my wife.
And I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
And I renounce all pornography.
And I renounce all pornography.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now we're gonna do some deliverance on you, and you cooperate by taking deep breaths and breathe these spirits out. Okay.
Okay, doctor.
Okay. We break the powers of the Antichrist spirit. And the
we find you
of
strong man. Gatekeeper inside. Come on.
The spirits of pornography.
Loosen them.
The reprobate
right
mind in the name of Jesus.
Lord, rebuke you.
Unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness.
Come out.
Covetousness.
Come out of here right now.
Maliciousness.
In the name of Jesus.
Full
we
of evil.
Spirits. Loosen, let him go right
murder,
now.
Murder. Debate. Deceit.
Come out of him in
malignity.
Jesus' name. And get into the cage.
Whisperers, haters
he
of God, find
you, vile spirits. As your name,
proud,
come out and get in the cage.
Proud, boasting, inventors of evil things.
Come out of here right now.
Disobedience to parents.
We bind you.
Without understanding.
Be
covenant
weak,
breakers.
Jesus. Come out.
Without natural affection.
Come out of him right now.
Impotent, unmerciful.
Lord, rebuke you.
Depressed. Is your wife
Lord,
right there
you.
With you right now?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Brother, let me ask you a question, too. Is your wife, is she a Muslim?
No, please.
Okay. Go ahead, Dr. Pat.
Okay. We bind up Abaddon, the spirit of heaviness.
Come out of him right now.
Anubis.
The Lord rebuke you.
Egyptian, Eliam.
Come out.
Abaddon.
Come out. In the name
Apollyon,
of Jesus. Come out of him
destroyer,
right now.
Warrior, angel of the
come
bottomless
out.
Pit.
Come out.
Death, hell,
come
chief
out.
Prince.
In the name of Jesus, the Lord rebuke you.
The spirit that serves dragon, manifested through his
we're
lower
talking
powers,
you,
rulers,
come out right now.
Known as dragons,
Jesus name.
Psychic vampires.
Om, come out.
Destroyer.
Come out right now.
What
you
country,
foul spirit's name, come out.
What country are you from? Hello? Is he gone again, Omega Man?
Man, are you still there, brother?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Dr. Ben asked, what country are you from?
I'm from Ghana.
Oh, you're from Ghana. Okay. You were raised in Protestant church or Catholic?
Protestant and converted to Pentecostal.
Okay. And anyone in your family involved in witchcraft?
Could be.
Yeah. Okay, say, Lord Jesus, you've never been involved in witchcraft.
No, please.
Okay. Okay, we're going to call any kind of witch that's attached onto you to break your finances in the name of Jesus. And as we call these spirits out, just cough them out, okay?
Okay.
We bind every hex, curse, spell, blood
come
sacrifice,
right now.
Ritualism,
right now, Jesus.
Human human sacrifice.
Cut it off right now.
Animal sacrifice.
Come on. Him right now.
Every agent that has come to destroy his work.
Out of him
his
in the
life,
name of Jesus right
his
now.
His marriage. We bind you up.
Be weakened.
Spirit.
Come out.
Idol worship.
Lord rebuke
you.
Loosen, let
paganism.
Come
spiritual
out right now,
darkness.
Jesus' name.
Inhuman acts.
Arrest you in the name of Jesus.
Barbarous behaviors. Seducing spirits.
Loose them right now.
Devil.
Come out. Come
his
out right
teaching,
now.
Effeminate, homosexual, non-sexual.
Bind you. Come out of him in Jesus Christ's name.
We come against
loose
every
him,
prince
let him go, you foul spirit.
That has him bound in the name of Jesus right now.
Come off it.
Satan,
get in the cage.
You will release him. You will release him.
Come
you
out.
Have no authority.
Down your throat,
you have no power.
In
none.
In the name of Jesus. Come out of here.
In the name of Jesus.
Out in the name of Jesus.
We bind the water spirits. The water spirits from the sea.
All marine spirits.
We
come out.
We command those things to be bound.
Come out. Leviathan. Come out of him right now.
Command every devil.
In Jesus' name.
Poisonous snakes.
We rebuke you.
Leviathan.
Be weakened in Jesus' name.
Leviathan.
Come out. Come out.
Viper spirits.
Take the heads
we
off of you, you foul
spirit. Spirit of Kundalini.
Cut off the heads in Jesus' name. Come out.
Come out.
Loosen, let them go.
Come out.
Father God, loosen
we
the instruments of death on these foul spirits in Jesus' name.
Yell, Lord of the flies, King Demon of demons.
Come out.
Spirit of
come
Nimrod.
Out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Fallen angel, 200 controls, TARDIS and the pit.
Be weakened
get
in Jesus' name.
Right now. Come out and
come
leave.
Out.
Come out and leave.
Come out right now. Get in the cage. Father God, loose the arrows of heaven to pierce these foul spirits through. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, God, you loose burning destruction on them.
Do you take drugs or drink?
No, ma'am.
Smoke?
No, ma'am.
Most people from Ghana don't smoke. I know that. That's good.
Did you ever sacrifice a chicken or do any kind of blood sacrifice?
No.
Did you see anybody in your family, maybe your mother, father, your grandparents, sacrifice a goat or a chicken?
Could be.
Yes?
Could be, because I'm from Ghana, and so could be. Not to my knowledge, but could be.
Okay.
Okay. We bind the family line curses going back 10 generations, back 10 generations. We command all of the idolatry spirits, every devil that has come to rob, kill, and steal, religious deception,
bind you.
Spiritual hierarchy.
Come out in Jesus'
we come
name.
Against you, demons harassing,
let him go.
Evil spirits, unrighteousness.
Come out.
Deceived fornicators, idolaters.
Come out. Get in the cage.
Adulterers,
Jesus' name.
Effeminate
users. Come out. Be weakened in Jesus' name.
Thievery.
The blood of Jesus. The blood
of
Jesus.
The garment. How long have you been away from Ghana?
More than 15 years.
How many?
More than 15 years. 15.
Okay. We break any kind of garlands coming from Ghana attached to you. We cut them right now in the name of Jesus. We cut all the ley lines. We cut up the ley lines for the night spirits to come, the dream spirits, the spirits that be at nighttime.
Come
we
out.
Break them in their powers right
Asmodeus.
Now.
Asmodeus, come out.
Commands, get out right now. Come,
come
up
out.
And out.
Come
up
out.
And out.
Out of him in
all,
Jesus' name. All the tears sowed in his
every
sleep. Come out in Jesus' name.
All. We
break
bind up
here.
Supernatural sexual allure. Lustful living, free love, perversions,
we bind you.
Lack
come out.
Of respect, womanhood,
come out.
Cursing, all
go
of the spirits of lawlessness,
to the cage.
Fornication, uncleanliness,
all poverty activators, come out.
Idolatry, whoremonger, unclean persons, tormenting spirits, come out. In the name of Jesus, right now, every one of them.
All silver cord attached to him, demonically, cut in Jesus' name. Loose and let him go right now.
Now, find the Catholic spirits. We disconnect you from the Pope and all of the rituals and the Eucharist and all of the idolatry and speaking to the dead, lighting candles, bowing a knee to idols. Every spirit of Catholicism, we bind you, and we command you to come out right now.
Come out.
Come out.
Come out
again
right now.
All salvation doctrines, false laying on of hands, ordination to priesthood, magic, seven sacraments, spirit of man in black suits, obedience to the priesthood.
Come out of him in Jesus' name.
Blind obedience.
Bind you.
Superiors. Prayers. Novenas. To the saints. Doctrines of transubstantiation. Plenary. Partial indulgence.
Loose and let him go right now.
Amnerism.
Be weakened in Jesus' name. Come out.
Loss of salvation. Consecration to Mary as a slave.
Come out of him.
Necromancy.
All voodoo.
Pray
come out, Jesus.
The dead. Going and hearing confessions. Concentrating and adoring.
Foul spirits, we're talking to you. You come out of him right now. In Jesus'
strength.
Name.
Veneration to
be
the Pope.
Be weakened in Jesus' name. Come out.
Bishops. Priests.
Out.
Kissing and bowing.
Out. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Come out of him right now. And
everyone,
we stand in the gap
now
for him, and we break all witchcraft and blood sacrifices going back to Adam and Eve on both sides of his family. Any occultic ties, we cut off of him and cancel in the name of Jesus.
We bind up divination, augury, enchanter, sorcerer, charmer, consulter.
Come out.
With familiar spirits.
We bind you
wizard,
in Jesus' name.
Necromancer.
Out of him right now.
Religious
God,
era.
Surround him.
Spirits of religious era.
Come out.
Lodge secret societies.
Angels of God.
Social agency.
Out, spirits out,
the uses of the Bible and
all
God as basis for omitting the blood atonement of Jesus
come
Christ.
Come out, foul spirits named. Come
we
out.
Find you in the
name
of Jesus.
Go in the cage.
We come against the Tower of Babylon. Jehovah Witness, Christian Science, Rosicrucian.
Come out of here, in the name of Jesus. We loose the spirit of Babylon into these foul spirits. Come
unity,
out.
Mormonism, Bahaism. We come
God,
against every process church, Scientology, the assembly, the
we
body,
come
the
out,
bond,
foul spirits.
The way.
Come out.
Inner peace. Gene Dixon. Did you ever involve yourself in the occult, like going to a psychic or a witch or somebody tell you the future?
Not directly, but I know, okay, my parents used to go to a spiritual church, and the spiritual church,
mm-hmm.
it's more, they do more like demonology, so it wasn't
yeah.
a business thing.
Yeah.
That's how close I came to.
Okay. We bind up reincarnation, religious, Eastern religion. We cut the Kundalini
out,
spirit's tail. Come up and
name.
Out right now.
I command
up
you
and
to
out.
Loose him now and
up
go to the
and
cage.
Out in the name
Jesus
of Jesus
Christ's name. You foul spirits. What you meant for him, tenfold back on your head. Father God, loose the instruments of death on these foul spirits and burning fiery judgment in Jesus' name.
We bind the spirit of Europa, and that's the woman on the beast.
Out right now. Make it easy on yourself, foul spirits. Come out.
Come out.
Loosen,
come
let him
out.
Go. We're talking to you, you strong man. We bind you. Come out. We command you to manifest and come out in Jesus' name. Out right now. Come out right now. Get into the cage.
Allegiance to Rome. We cut that out right now. We bind it in the name of Jesus. False teachers. We bind you up in the name of Jesus right now.
I'm talking to the demons underneath the strong man. Civil war. Turn on the strong man and attack him now in Jesus' name.
We bind up Antichrist spirit links to the sea according to
come on out.
9-11.
Out in Jesus'
Revelation
name.
Revelation 9-11.
Come out.
You come out.
We bind you in Jesus' name.
All the spiritual hierarchy, spirits from the sea, come out.
All mermaid spirits, come out in Jesus' name. We bind you. Come out. Come out. All siren spirits, we bind you. Loose them and let them go in Jesus' name. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Feels great.
I've never felt like this in my life.
We bind all mind control and control. We command you to loose him and let his mind go in Jesus' name. Loose his human spirit. You foul
witchcraft,
spirit. Come out right
fantasy
now.
Fantasy spirit.
Come out. In the name
loose
of Jesus.
Spirit, initiation spirits.
Come out.
We've got all religious cords.
Bind you in Jesus'
name. I want
name.
You to say, Holy Ghost, fill me with your Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost, fill me with your Holy Ghost.
And cut all of these devils out of me and cage them.
And cut all the devils out of me and cage them.
They must go into the cage now.
They must go into the cage now.
I forbid them to torment me anymore.
I forbid them to torment me anymore.
I close the third eye.
I close the third eye.
And I command that spirit to come out right now.
I command that spirit to come out right now.
In Jesus'
come out of him right
name.
Now. Out in Jesus' name. Murder, come out right now. And lust and death and destruction, we rebuke you and loose him and let him go in Jesus' name. Come out right now. All the way out right now. Anger, come
there's
right
a
now.
Lot of Muslims over there in your country. Have you ever gotten involved in that religion?
Have you ever went to a Muslim church?
No.
Have you had some Muslim friends?
Yes.
Well, just in case, I bind this demon of Allah, and I command Allah, come out of him right now in Jesus' name and get in the cage. Come out of him, loose him, and let him go. You foul spirit called Allah, we bind you. Come out in Jesus' name. Get in the cage.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood.
Come out right now.
The blood. The
foul
blood.
Foul spirits, we bind you in Jesus' name. Loosen.
We bind the cross with Jesus hanging on it as an idol and command it to go. All idolatry. Come out. Come out.
Out of him now, in the name of Jesus. Be weakened. And come out.
Find all Buddhist, Hindu, Eastern religious spirits, and we command those to leave too. Masonic.
Come out.
Come out. Come out.
Lord, rebuke you. All Eastern Star, come out in Jesus' name. Any secret societies or secret pacts that you have made, we bind and loose him right now in Jesus' name and come out.
Say, Holy Ghost, baptize me with your Holy Spirit.
Holy Ghost, baptize me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me now.
Fill me now.
I take a deep breath and start praising him. Deep breath. Give him glory. Give him glory. In the name of Jesus. Yeah.
Any foul spirit in his breathing passage, I'm talking to you. Loose him and let him go in Jesus' name. Come out of him right now. Come out of him right now. In the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, loose an angel to go inside with a sword at the lowest point and just thrust up and drive these foul spirits to the top. Command you to manifest and come out in Jesus' name. Anything trying to hide.
We break every curse over your sexual organs.
There you go.
Name
come out
Jesus.
In the cage.
And
come
we
on.
Command you to leave right
like
now.
Like popcorn. Pop out right now and get in the cage. Come on. We bind you in Jesus' name. Lord, rebuke you.
Everyone.
Father God, let the Shekinah glory of the Holy Spirit go in and illuminate these hiding demons and burn them out in Jesus' name. Come
Fill
on.
Fill him with the Holy Ghost, Lord. Fill him with the Holy Ghost. We bind up the spirit of destroyer. And this Antichrist spirit that is destroying his wealth, we bind you and command you to go into the cage. Every curse over his life, coming down his family line, we break you, and you come out.
All
right
poverty
now.
Activators, we break you.
That's right. Every
Jesus
poverty
name.
Spirit,
come out.
All familiar spirits coming
now,
down the family
money,
line.
In Jesus' name, loose his finances.
Necromancy, spiritual wickedness. We come against every fornicating spirit.
Come out.
We
right
command
now. Jesus. Come out. Any spirits that came in through masturbation and pornography, we bind you. Come out in Jesus' name.
Now, Omega Man, lead him in the renunciation of the affairs and then break the, you know, the ancestral things.
Okay.
Coming down the family lines.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Brother, what we're going to do, we're just going to do a little renunciation prayer. And just repeat after me. And anybody out there that is listening, you can pray along, and we'll just renounce a little bit of sexual sin in Jesus' name. So, brother, just say, Father God, in Jesus' name, I confess that Jesus is Lord. And his blood cleanses me from all sin. And I claim freedom from all filth of a sexual nature. Which came in through my eyes or my ears. My mind or through actual participation in sin. And I repent of any pornography.
And other things.
Any fornication or adultery?
Any fornication or adultery.
Any unrestrained passions and lust?
Any unrestrained passions and lust.
And I repent of partaking in anything that would produce lewd emotions.
That would produce lewd emotions.
And foster sexual sin and lust.
And foster sexual sin and lust.
I further confess all filthy communications. Obscene and filthy language.
Obscene and filthy language.
Any dirty conversation or lewd jokes. And I repent of any pornography.
And I repent of any pornography.
Any acts of sodomy or adultery. Oral sex, masturbation, any bestiality or homosexuality. I also, Father God, confess and renounce all occult involvement,
both known and unknown,
by me or my ancestors. I hate Satan and his demons and all his works.
I hate Satan and his demons and all his works.
And I count all that offends you, Father, as my enemy.
And I count all that offends you, Father.
I also renounce the prince of occult sex.
I also renounce the prince of occult sex.
And I command all of his demons to leave me now in the name of Jesus Christ, my Savior.
And I command all demons to leave me now in the name of Jesus Christ, my Savior.
God, I know that Jesus was made a curse on the cross for me.
But I'm not against those many cases on the cross for me.
And he blotted out the handwriting of ordinances against me.
He blotted out the ordinances of ordinances against me.
And I declare all curses over my life.
And I declare all curses over my life.
Whether through my own sins or those of my ancestors. To be broken right now.
Broken right now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And I claim freedom from all curses.
And I claim freedom from all curses.
Which have been placed upon me in the name of Jesus.
Which have been placed upon me in the name of Jesus.
And right now I hereby reclaim all ground.
And right now I hereby reclaim all ground.
That I have ever given to Satan in my body or my mind.
That I have ever given to Satan in my body or my mind.
Or my soul or spirit.
Or my soul and spirit.
And I dedicate it to you, Lord Jesus, to be used for your glory alone.
And I dedicate my soul to you to be used for your glory, Lord Jesus.
Now, brother, let me ask you a question. Have you ever been involved in an abortion?
No, please.
Okay. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come in agreement with this brother and with Dr. Pat and the other believers out there, and we break any witchcraft that has come down his family line. Once again, going back to Adam and Eve on both sides of his family, any hex, vex, curse, spell, sin against him, any witchcraft, bewitchment, sorcery, voodoo, hoodoo, lotion, potion, any psychic prayers, sin against him, I break off of him right now in the name of Jesus. I command it to go back
Jesus
where he came from.
God.
The Lord rebuke you, you foul spirits. I'm
come
not
out.
Talking to you, my friend. I'm talking to the foul spirit inside of you. You come out of him right now.
Come out.
And get in the cage in the name of Jesus.
Take a deep cough and let it come. We cut
loose
its
him.
Tails.
Come
claws.
Come out right now.
Cords.
Come out right now.
Come out.
We bind you in Jesus' name. Any foul spirits
everyone.
That came into sexual sin, we bind you. Come out right now. Come out. Anything that came in through witchcraft, the sins of the Father, we break it off of him right now.
The blood.
Apply the blood of Jesus to it. Come out right now. Loosen, let him go. I'm talking to you, you foul spirit. You come out right now.
The blood of Jesus.
I command you to manifest him. Come out right now.
All passive spirits, come out.
Come out.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you.
Slumbering spirits, every trance, come out.
Father God, point your finger at this foul spirit that you want out in Jesus' name. Come out. Out in Jesus' name. I'm talking to you, you foul spirit.
Yes, it's coming out.
Come out right now.
We command it to get smaller. It's right in his throat.
Loose
come
him,
out.
Let him go. Father God, send angels to go
let
in and
go.
Chop it up.
It's smaller.
In the name of Jesus.
Ship shut.
Like sushi.
Come out.
Come out in Jesus' name. You foul
the
spirit,
blood.
We revoke your
the blood.
Rights to be there. Come in right now, into the
yes,
cage.
Yes, Lord.
Get out of here,
yes,
in
Lord.
Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Uh-huh.
Out.
Take a deep cough, and I think it'll unlodge.
Be weakened. Out in Jesus'
yes.
name. Loose his throat, let him go. Angels of God, go in there and cut out any nest of foul spirits trying to lodge anywhere in his body. Just cut them out.
In the name of Jesus, and fill him, God, fill him, overflow, overflow with the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus.
Out in Jesus' name. Come out.
We command the devils to bow their knee to the name of Jesus and leave, everyone.
Come on out, into the cage, in Jesus' name.
Say, I'm covered with the blood.
Blood.
Covered with the blood.
Covered with the blood.
I break its power over me now.
I break its power over me now.
I command it to weaken and leave.
I command it to weaken and leave.
Now.
Now.
Instantly.
Instantly.
Immediately.
Immediately.
Take a deep cough and cough it out now. Go.
Come on, devils.
Go.
He doesn't want you there. You're going now. In
go.
The cage, in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Talking to you, you foul spirit. Come out.
The blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb. the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the Lamb. Take a deep breath and ask the Holy Ghost to fill you, give you the gift of tongues, and let him overflow, and let's hear you praise him now. Feel God. Feel God. Feel, Lord. The name of Jesus. Feel. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. How are you feeling?
Great.
Feels great. Okay, we close all of the doors. We forbid any devils to come back. We cage every one of them and send them to the feet of Jesus. And we ask you, Father, that you send your warring angels and surround this man and cover him with your blood and the fire of the Holy Ghost. And, Father, give him a zeal to serve Jesus, and we'll give you the praise in Jesus' name. Omega Man.
Praise God. Brother, just say, thank you, Jesus, for delivering me tonight.
Thank you, Jesus, for
being with me tonight. Amen. God, I'm asking that you loose ministering spirits to him right now. We ask for a blessing over him of his finances. God, bless everything that he touches. Bless his job, that of his family, his wife's job. God, open new doors of opportunity for him in the name of Jesus. We pray. Right
yes.
Now.
Amen.
Amen.
And read the word and call us back and let us know how you're doing.
God bless you, brother. And Father God, we just lift up everybody tuning in out tonight. We ask that you would bless their finances, let them increase. Those that need a job, God, I ask that you would loose jobs for them, loose homes for people that do not have a home, and send angels before them to open up doors of opportunity. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and ask right now. And we break off any spirits of poverty. Any poverty activators trying to take down the people of God and their finances in Jesus' name.
Command them to pay back sevenfold.
Yes, and all that you have stolen, Satan, you must give back sevenfold to the believers tonight. To Dr. Pat, myself, all the believers listening around the world, to this brother that called in. What you have taken,
Amen.
You must give back sevenfold in Jesus' name right now.
Amen. We agree.
Well,
we
Dr.
agree.
Pat,
huh?
Praise God. We have about 10 minutes remaining. Go ahead and give out your contact information and tell people how they can get involved with Miracle Church.
Okay. It's patholiday.com and miracleinternetchurch.com. And that's a place where we have we constantly put up new things. We have sermons. Teaching, podcasts, television shows, DVDs, and news articles, all kinds of things. Plus, we have e-books. The e-books, we have many different types of e-books. We've got, I'm looking at one tonight called the Angel in the Whirlwind, and a lot of you might not realize it, but that particular angel is the angel that comes up in Revelation 13:1 and Revelation 9:11, and this is the angel that will possess the Antichrist. He's known as the Destroyer. And I believe that angel has already been unloosed. I don't believe that he has entered the Antichrist yet. But the way things are being destroyed suddenly in the world through weather patterns and hurricanes and winds and fires and things like that, I believe this angel's already in existence and working. But this particular book that I'm talking about, it's a manual, it's a deliverance manual, and it has the end time prophecies, the end time demons in it. Very good book for deliverance ministers. Last night we talked about schizophrenia, and I have a schizophrenia manual that is the same. It's filled with scriptures, and it helps you to understand schizophrenia. And then there's the marriage manual. These are all chart books. And a chart book, to me, is a book that I have the chief devil at the top, and then under it I may have scriptures plus devils that are attached to that particular spirit, and they function together. So there's no reason for you to remain ignorant, because there's plenty of things up there for you to learn and for you to pass around to your friends. And don't forget The Witch Doctor and the Man book.
Yes.
That particular book will teach you things that you never dreamed about before. Bishop Kenko from Ghana, that man that we just ministered to was from Ghana. And the Ghana, they have some very powerful churches over there. But the witchcraft over there is very, very powerful too. And so if you want to learn some new stuff, go get Witch Doctor and the Man. And, you know, I just want to mention, Omega Man has dedicated his life and himself to the cause of pushing forth the deliverance ministry. Now, he doesn't only do my ministry, but he is interested in all deliverance ministry. He has looked all over the world in America for deliverance ministers. And if you have a deliverance ministry, write him. Tell him who you are.
Yes.
Send him some CDs or DVDs or your web page. We are looking for you. There are 300 million people in America alone. And America and the world needs you. So we want to give you exposure. And also, if you feel led, please do give in to this ministry, because Omega Man is a media man, and he has taken this ministry faster to the world than any person that I've ever known. He's already on satellite. He's on shortwave radio, and I understand that he's on Lester Summerall's radio.
We're wanting to go there next, which will be called World Harvest. We're not quite there yet, but we are on WWCR satellite and shortwave and the KU band satellite called AmericanVoiceRadio.com. But I want to just to correct it. We're looking, folks, to go on World Harvest as God opens the door. That's another transmitter that goes across the USA, so believe with us there. Dr. Pat, there are two other requests that just came in, and I almost forgot we needed to pray about. The first is, folks, I want you to lift up Carol, who lives in Canada and had a piece of property given to her. It was promised to her. She was called to Japan. Came back, and now the person that had offered her the property is reneging, and we need to pray for a miracle there for Carol. And also we want to lift up Matilda, Dr. Pat. She is Joe's mother. She's in his care, and she's tuning in right now. She was hit with a stroke, which is preventing her from speaking. We're asking for a miracle that God will restore her speech. Could be his will.
Amen. Father, you know how to connect brain cells. You know how even when brain cells have died, that you can open up new passageways.
Yes.
So that the brain will function, new pathways to motor centers in her brain. And every paralysis is broken and bound, and every devil of stroke come out. We bind you,
right now.
And you will come out of her immediately. and instantly.
In the name of Jesus.
And we release the blood of Jesus over her. And Holy Ghost, we ask that you touch her, fill her with your blood, and Lord, deliver her. And we expect to hear a good report.
Yes, we command.
Now, I've seen God heal that. You remember Danny Drake. You know Danny Drake.
Yes, ma'am.
His wife had a stroke, and the Lord sent me over to the hospital to pray for her. I hadn't seen him in years. And as I was walking down the hall toward her room, I came into the room, came up to the side of the bed, and Patricia was there. You know, Patricia's gone to be with the Lord too now, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
But Patricia was there, his daughter. And so I said, "Hi, how are you?" to Danny Drake's wife. And she said, "I'm fine, Pat. How are you?" Well, that woman had not spoken to her family since she had the stroke. And Patricia said, "Mom, do you know who that is?" She said, "Yes, I know who it is." She said, "That's Pat Holliday." Said, "I saw her when she was coming down the hall. I saw her when she got close to the door. And I saw her when she came in. That's Pat Holliday." And I said, "Honey, do you want Jesus to heal you?" And she said, "Oh, yes." She said, "You know, Pat," she said, "my mind feels like a deck of cards that have been thrown up into the air, and they're still just floating around in the air." I said, "Well, honey, God's going to heal you." And I took her by the hand, and I asked God to put her mind back together and heal her. And Patricia was down by her foot and had her foot in her hand. And the power of God came through Denny Drake's wife and came down and went through her foot and into Patricia.
Wow.
And God healed her. And she lived just a couple of years after that. And so that's somebody you know that God healed.
Amen.
And we just give God the glory for that. But God can do anything if you can just believe it.
Yes, God, we ask for a miracle for Carol, that the home will be restored to her as promised in Jesus' name. And anybody out there battling a illness right now, we just bind the spirit of infirmity. We come against arthritis, stroke, diabetes, poor circulation, migraine headaches, cancer, glaucoma,
heart attack,
fatty liver, high triglyceride count, high cholesterol,
sugar diabetes.
Loose and let them go in the name of Jesus. Command healing in the name of Jesus.
I agree.
For the people out there, any blockage in the arteries, we ask God that you would disintegrate the blockage, expand the veins, and let the blood flow normally in Jesus' name. Let the blood pressure be restored in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we have about 2 minutes remaining.
We give you glory, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Father God. Dr. Pett, thank you for coming on tonight.
Prayers. We release these prayers to go and accomplish that which they were intended.
Yes.
And don't forget next week to bring your elements. We're going to take Holy Communion together. And we believe that's going to be powerful because a lot of people are going to get free and a lot of people are going to get healed in Jesus' name. And tell your friends about it, and let's just go have church again.
Amen. Folks, if we missed your call tonight, remember, every night, 8 p.m., we do a program, and keep calling in until we can get a hold of you. God bless everyone. Thank you for coming on tonight, Dr. Pat. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
That was Dr. Pat, MiracleInternetChurch.com, PatHolliday.com. And, of course, Remnant Resources. The exact website is remnantresources.org. And, of course, our official website is omegamanradio.com. You can click on the RSS link on our player, access all of the archives. They're free. You can also download them on iTunes. And we appreciate everybody tuning in tonight. Stay warm. Tomorrow night, Steve Quill, 3-hour special. That will be at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. God bless you, folks. See you again.
Thank you for listening to Omega Man Radio. Our mission is to operate in the threefold ministry of Jesus Christ and take evangelism, deliverance from demons, and miracle healing to the world. If you would like to partner with us, you can support this work by donating any amount online at OmegaManRadio.com. Join us in an all-out attack against the hosts of hell. It's time to deliver a death blow to the enemy and take back territory for Jesus. Tell a friend and support Omega Man Radio.